Western Canadian pork producers are being advised to pay close attention to condemnation rates. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Following each quarter, the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network analyzes swine health data provided through surveys of veterinary practitioners from veterinary and biomedical sciences laboratories and abattoirs to assess swine health status. Question manager Dr. Jette Christensen says during the fourth quarter of 2018, the number of condemnations due to respiratory lesions at federally inspected abattoirs in Saskatchewan and Manitoba was higher than in other regions of Canada.
When we looked at the abattoir data, we actually could see that the number of positive cases for PRS and Mycoplasma human pneumonia has been increasing in 2018 in the VDS laboratory that have submissions from Manitoba. And so we took that information from our surveillance and discussed it at our quarterly meeting with our practitioners, and we generally agreed that respiratory viruses will not cause condemnation at abattoirs on their own. But in combination with bacterial diseases such as Mycoplasma pneumonia, Glasa, or Actinobacillus suis, they might cause lesions at slaughter. So we were thinking that ticks infected with respiratory viruses such as PRS or influenza early in life were predisposed for getting lesions at slaughter when they get the bacterial disease late in their finishing stage.
Dr. Christensen encourages producers to monitor and discuss their condemnation rates with their veterinary practitioners. She says if they're higher than they should be, ask why and what might be done, because it could be an indication that something is hidden in the health status of the herd. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.